Victory 91.5. Hey there. Good morning. Risenstein, David and Leanna, and Ray Haynes.
All right. So, Feast of Weeks, we are at Mount Sinai, which was intended to be the wedding. We've all grown up. We've sometimes memorized the Ten Commandments. Mm-hmm. I can never do it. I always miss some. But before they were on stone, they were declared by God out loud to all this people, however many hundreds of thousands there were. And what I want you to do is, I know how you grew up, I know how you've read, I know how you think. Instead of that, I want you to flip it and allow this to be the wedding that it originally was intended to be. Mm-hmm. And as we walk through each command, think about what that means in a wedding. You guys have been married 4 years?
Mm-hmm. 4 years.
4 years.
4 years.
So take this back and consider to pretend it's Thursday.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It's about your spouse. Mm-hmm. And this is something said at the altar in your wedding. So the first five are how we relate to God. The second are how we relate to the other members of the bride. Okay. So this is just about relationally how we're going to get along. So he says, I'm the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. You shall have no other gods before me.
I said that at our wedding.
But think about, I rescued you. Do you remember when you were a slave? Mm. 50 days ago, you were a slave. Mm. But now, look in my eye, hear my voice. I rescued you because I love you. Mm. And you alone, I'll give you me. Don't give your love to anyone else.
Mm. Wow.
Just simple, laid out. Let's be married, you and me. Second command, you shall not make for yourself a carved image. There's a bunch of verses because it goes on and on. He's a jealous God and don't do it. But the point is, focus on me because I am going to be all about you. Mm. It's just a simple vow that they're going to make to each other. But remember the context, they're at a mountain. The fire is going so high up, it's touching the sky.
Right.
They're shaking, there's clouds. And what they don't realize is he is having his wedding. After all these years, he's waited. He's brought them out of their bondage. He's making them say, I am the safest place you will ever find. Mm. Your enemies will be terrified of me. I am everything for you.
Mm. That's beautiful.
Number three, you shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. Now, you know, if you keep this in the context of a wedding, well, you know, let my name make your heart sing. Now, that's the word the Lord means is Jehovah, or I am the existing one. It's the proper name of God. But think of the teenager that just fall in love. That what do they do with that name? They're writing it all over the notebook. This one plus this one, and I love this one. They use that last name.
I did that. I did that at 48.
I was trying to give you a break. But, so you see, even their name. I mean, did you write, his last name beside yours? Mm-hmm. And did you think about it? Did you start saying it? That's the command, you know, of not vanity. It's the other way around. Really love my name. And here's the tragedy for the Jews. It became, you don't hear, they won't say Jehovah. It's the unpronounced word in Hebrew, except you'll see it without the vowels, but they won't even pronounce it because it's so holy. That was not his intent. Mm. It was to make it the name that you love, delight in.
I did not know that because I've always seen it with, you know, printed without the vowels. Mm-hmm.
Because all they could see is him scary. They didn't realize you're scary to our enemies, not to us. Hmm. You love us.
His name was to be loved.
Delighted, not taken in vain. I mean, not even used in an improper way, but to use with delight. Mm-hmm. Next command, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. You know, I mean, is that really a tough vow? Let's not get sidetracked doing more. All the important stuff of life. Let's make sure every week we are together.
It's like celebrating your anniversary once a week.
Yeah. I mean, this was not some harsh, horrible command.
Hey, wait a minute.
I see this working out very well for us.
And now listen, I'm just going to sum these up. Honor your father and mother. Don't murder. Commit adultery. Steal. Bear false witness. Covet your neighbor's everything. So in the context of a wedding, as you're making your vows to each other, the way I'm treating you is the way I want you to treat my bride. Because everybody you see around you in the desert right now is also my bride. So look for ways to honor them. I'm going to give you everything you need, and I'll give each of them everything they need. So don't lose your focus. Don't hurt them. Don't take what I give them. Don't lie about them. And don't even desire what I give them. And you see this played out, you know, many years later with David. The heart of God is kind of sums this up. The prophet Nathan is rebuking him for his sins after Bathsheba incident. And Uriah, thus says the Lord God of Israel, I anointed you king over Israel, and I delivered you from the hand of Saul. I gave you your master's house, your master's wives into your keeping, gave you the house of Israel and Judah. And if that had been too little, I also would have given you much more. Why have you despised the commandment of the Lord and done evil in his sight? So God is always in this commandments. He's just trying to say, listen, there's nothing I won't give you. You don't have to go and uproot something I gave someone else and plant it in your field. It's going to get in your way. I've got it all planned out. Trust me in this. So it's these vows. You have everything I have is yours. You're now married to me. So this was the ending of the vows. Don't look around you. Don't get distracted. Keep your eyes on me. Let's marry. I'm gonna take you out of slavery. You'll never be a slave again. You'll be free with me.
Wow.
And that's the end of this one. And then comes the epic fail.
Anybody seeing this afresh?
I mean, me. Yeah. You know, and as he's saying this, I can go back to the vows that we made, honey, and just that vow. I know in not every single way you can always protect me, but at that same time that God is as my husband, that protector, that provider. And these are not just rigid things to try to live by or live up to. It's a vow. These are basic, whatever you believe, it's principles, great principles to live by. But in the context of what God meant it for, that changes everything.
All right. It's all posted at the Victory 91.5 Facebook page. There's a link to each one of these teachings this morning. It's the Feast of Weeks. It's Pentecost. It's the wedding. Victory 91.5.